Okay, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who've been killed or are taking their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Kensar Jampa Tepchuk, Robin Bongiorno, Sally Comer, James Foley, Max Halperin, Anthony Masha, Larry Middleton, Shyamali Mitra, Miss Kitty the Cat, and Scooter the Dog. Job Search. Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kelpje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Russell Allen, Ahmed Alcazar, Mrs. Askew, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Julie Castello, Jack Deliso, Diana Dietzler, Turisano and her children, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Joey Gooch, Mildred Gooch, Drew Granger, Tracy Haas Thompson, Annie Hassel, Kathy Hayashi, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Katsanoff, Nina Kowalski, Karina Lilick and family, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, Tom Lynch, R.M., Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Colleen Mitchell, Jose Moreno, Rivera Nielsen, Lindsay Piatti, Anna Pozo, Ann Rivers, family of Shyamali Mitra, Evan Myrtle family, William Oliver, Jay Pandya, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Ken Roman, Eileen Rubin and family, Ariana Scott, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Basil Shute, Dr. Craig Spencer and Morgan Dixon, Lori and Freddie Todd, Lobsang Toptem, Bob Utzman, Fran Van Kirk, Josh Vernon, Dion Washington, Jessica Whitmore, Shay Wokowiki, Bodhi the Cat, Carmen the Dog, Dorje and Kado the Pigs, Luna the Turtle, and Mikey the Dog. So if you open the Gold Prayer Book and turn to page 34, let's see, I guess I need a Gold Book too.
Oh, okay. Right here.
Okay. We'll start with the Refuge and Bodhicitta Prayer on page 34. You probably know all these prayers anyway, by heart. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of the giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And then the Four Measurables right below that. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then the Seven Limb Prayer. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Okay, and the pray to request the Lama Tsongkhapa is on page 37. So what I thought we could do is do the seven wisdom purification practice. It's on page 17 in the Guru Yoga book, but I would like to just read it. And so you could sort of try to do the visualizations. And so after each visualization, you would say the Nigtsema. And you could just say, let's just do it one time. So we would be saying it seven times altogether. So the first wisdom is the wisdom of great understanding. So what we're doing is we're asking, you're visualizing Lama Tsongkhapa and his two spiritual sons in front of you. And you're saying this because you want to be able to have vast, clear wisdom, quick wisdom, profound wisdom, wisdom to explain the Dharma, debating wisdom, and writing or wisdom of composition. And so that's what this is for. If you do 100 thousands of these, then you are guaranteed to see Lama Tsongkhapa in your next life. So, first one, please grant me blessings to achieve great understanding, which is able to understand and explain the meanings of extensive scriptures without resistance. So the visualization, great understanding in the form of orange-colored nectar beams, clarified as pure Lord Manjushri, is emitted from Lama Tsongkhapa and his two sons, absorbs into me and fills my whole body. Then atoms of nectars which are clarified as pure Lord Manjushri radiate out to the victorious ones and their sons. Thus the great understanding of the victorious ones and their sons in the form of the deity's holy bodies absorbs into me and fills my whole body. Please grant me blessings to achieve clear wisdom, which can understand and clarify the details of very subtle and extremely difficult points without resistance. So visualize clear wisdom in the form of the mantra of Manjushri, Om Arapachanadi, emitted from Lama Tsongkhapa and his two sons and absorbing into your whole body. Nime Jewe Teo Chen Chen Rezik Jime Kempe Wampo Champeya Dupu Malu Jon Tse Tsangweda Kanchen Kepe Tsu Gen Tsongkhapa Lo Zang Ta Pe Shabla So Adev. Please grant me blessings to achieve quick wisdom, which quickly cuts the long understanding and wrong understanding and doubts. So this time, quick wisdom in the form of orange-colored nectar beams clarified as the syllable D, which is the last syllable of this mantra, Om Arapachanadi, are emitted from Lama Tsongkhapa and sons and absorbs into me, filling my whole body. And then visualize that you have received quick wisdom. Nime Chewe Teo Chen Chen Rishik Dime Kempe Wang Pu Chan Peyang Tupu Malu Jion Tse Sangwida Gan Chen Kepe Tsu Ken Tsukapa Lo Zang Da Pe Shabba So Adep. Please grant me blessings to achieve profound wisdom, which can understand and explain the meaning of scripture with depth and without resistance. Profound wisdom in the form of orange-colored nectar beams, clarified as texts and swords, are emitted from Lama Tsongkhapa and his two sons, absorbing into me and filling my whole body. And visualize that you have received profound wisdom. Nime Jewe Teo Chen Chen Rishik, Jime Kempo Wampo Chanteon, Dupu Malu Jonti Sangwedang, Ganchen Kipitsu Gen Tsung Kappa, Losang Jate Shabda Sowat. Please grant me blessings to achieve the wisdom to explain the Dharma, which gives definite supreme understanding of all the meanings of all the words of the scriptures without resistance. And then you can imagine the wisdom to explain the Dharma in the form of orange-colored nectar beans clarified as texts, including the Lam Rim text that we're studying, are emitted from Laman Tsongkhapa and his two sons, absorbing into me and filling my whole body. And then visualize that you have received the wisdom to explain the Dharma. We may say we tell Chen Chen Rishik, we may kempe wampo champe yang, tu pu ma lu jon se salada, gan chen kepe tu gen so kappa, lo sang da pe shak la so ade. Please grant me blessings to achieve debating wisdom, which enables one to achieve bravery over evil debate without resistance. Debating wisdom in the form of orange-colored nectar beams clarified as wheels of swords are emitted from Lama Tsongkhapa and his two sons, absorbing into me and filling my whole body. And then visualize that you have received debating wisdom. Mi me che we te chen chen re si, te me kempe wang po chan pe yang, du pu ma lu jon si sa we da, gan chen ke pe chu gen chong ka pa, lo zang da pe sa ga so wa de. And then the seventh one, please grant me blessings to achieve writing wisdom, which makes meaning and sound perfect and gives clear understanding and happiness. Writing wisdom in the form of orange-colored nectar beams clarified as texts and wheels are emitted from Lama Tsongkhapa and his two sons, absorbing into me and filling my whole body. And then after you recite the Nichema, then believe that you have received writing wisdom and all the other six wisdoms. Mi pe che re te chen chen re zik, di me kem pe wang po chan pe yang, tu pu ma lu jon si sa wa da, kan chen ke pe tsu gen tsong ka pa. And now you can just relax, and I'll read the benefits of this practice again. Lamazoba Rinpoche states, I regard as the most important thing in the world anybody who dedicates his or her life to achieving Lamrim realizations with the goal to liberate numberless beings from the oceans of samsaric suffering and bring them to enlightenment. Keep the mind in Lam Rim, guru devotion, renunciation of samsara, and bodhicitta. These things help you to not commit negative karma again. Every day, meditate on the Lam Rim and keep it in your mind, even during break times from sitting meditation. And then Geshe-la said this during his meeting with the Kadampa Center nuns. Reciting the Lam Rim outline is superior to saying millions of mantras, to having clairvoyance or seeing deities. Review meditations leave imprints of the Lam Rim on your mind stream, like footprints in the sand. Make many footprints in the sand. This is how you increase the chance to meet Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings in your next life. The footprints will stay a long time, whether the footprint is good or bad. So now if you just get into your meditation posture, if you're not already have, and into trying to get comfortable, sort of relax all the tension in your body. And now let's set the motivation for reading this Lam Rim outline. By reviewing each word of this Lam Rim outline, may I and all sentient beings realize the whole path to enlightenment. May each word of this Lam Rim outline subdue our minds immediately. May the whole path to enlightenment be generated in the minds of all sentient beings. So today's topic is the 7-point cause and effect instructions in the lineage descended from the great elder Akisha. Training the mind in the stages of paths for persons of great capacity has three parts. knowing that developing the spirit of enlightenment is the only entrance to the Mahayana. How to develop the spirit of enlightenment. How to learn the Bodhisattva deeds after developing the spirit of enlightenment. How to develop the spirit of enlightenment has four parts. How the spirit of enlightenment depends on certain causes to arise. The stages of training in the spirit of enlightenment. The measure of producing the spirit of enlightenment. How to adopt the spirit of enlightenment through its ritual. The stages of training in the spirit of enlightenment has two parts. The training based on the seven cause and effect personal instructions in the lineage descended from the great elder Atisha. The training exchanging self and other based on the conqueror's child Shantideva. The training based on the seven cause and effect personal instructions in the lineage descended from the great elder Atisha has two parts. Developing certainty about the order of the stages, the gradual training. Developing certainty about the order of the stages has two parts. Showing that the root of the Mahayana path is compassion. How the six other personal instructions are either causes or effects of compassion. Showing that the root of the Mahayana path is compassion has three parts. The importance of compassion in the beginning, the importance of compassion in the middle, the importance of compassion at the end. How the six other personal instructions are either causes or effects of compassion has two parts. How the first four personal instructions, recognition of all living beings as your mothers through the development of love, act as causes of compassion. How a wholehearted resolve and the spirit of enlightenment are the effects of compassion. The gradual training has three parts. Training the mind to be intent on others' welfare. Training the mind to be intent on enlightenment. Identifying the spirit of enlightenment, the fruit of the training. Training the mind to be intent on others' welfare has two parts. Establishing the basis for developing this attitude, actual development of the attitude. Establishing the basis for developing this attitude has two parts. Achieving impartiality toward living beings, having affection for all beings. Having affection for all beings has three parts. Cultivating a recognition that all beings are your mothers. Cultivating a remembrance of their kindness. Cultivating the wish to repay your mother's kindness. Actual development of the attitude has three parts. The cultivation of love, the cultivation of compassion, the cultivation of wholehearted resolve. Meditation on the seven-point cause and effect instructions in the lineage descended from the great elder Tisha by Ribhur Rinpoche from Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive. As for the 7 points of the cause and effect instruction, one begins by meditating on equanimity and then proceed to the following steps. Cultivating a recognition that all beings are your mothers, cultivating a remembrance of their kindness, cultivating the wish to repay your mother's kindness, the cultivation of love, the cultivation of compassion, the cultivation of wholehearted resolve, bodhicitta. Equanimity. Before beginning to train your mind in the first step, recognizing all sentient beings as your mother, you should develop the thought of equanimity. It is similar to painting a picture. If you want to paint a picture on a surface, you must first make sure that the surface is smooth and even and has no rough or uneven spots on it. In the same way, before you can train your mind in the meditation on recognizing all sentient beings as your mother, You must make your mind even with equanimity towards everyone. Cultivating a recognition that all beings are your mothers. This point is actually the first step in developing bodhicitta. Here, with this point of recognizing all beings as your mother, it is very important to use reasoning. The specific reasoning to be relied upon here is the beginningless continuity of mind. First, you have to establish that the continuity of the mind is beginningless. Start by thinking that your mind of today is the result of the mind of yesterday. And yesterday's mind came from the mind of the day before yesterday. And that way you go back day by day. Each day's mind is the result of the mind of the preceding day. Also, the mind of each moment is the result of the preceding moment. Continue to go back all the way to the moment of conception. And think about how the mind of the newborn baby is also a continuity which needs a preceding moment of mind in order to be generated. The mind of the newborn baby is the continuation of the mind of the fetus which was in the womb of the mother. And if you go back in this way, you will not be able to find a beginning. You cannot find a moment which you can point to as the beginning of the mind and say, the mind began there. This is because any moment of mind would need a preceding moment in order to be generated. In this way, you can establish that the continuum of the mind is beginningless. Following these reasons, you conclude that the number of times you have taken rebirth is countless. Not only that, but in all those rebirths, just as in this life, you needed a mother. For 100 rebirths, you needed 100 mothers. For 1,000 rebirths, you would need 1,000 mothers, and so forth. Since you have had countless rebirths, you have had countless mothers. Start with your own mother thinking that your mother of this life was your mother countless times in previous rebirths. When you have gained some experience of this idea, such that your mind is transformed towards your mother, then think about it in relation to your father, that your father has been your mother countless times. Following that, think about how your friends have been your mother countless times. Then think about your enemies. Even your enemies have been your mother so many times. Finally, widen your scope to include all sentient beings. Meditate on how all sentient beings have been your mother. By thinking in this way again and again, you will reach the point where you realize that all sentient beings have been your mother, even down to a tiny insect, like an ant. It is said that the great Atisha would be immediately filled with a deep sense of respect whenever he met any sentient being. He would fold his hands and say, "Precious sentient being, so kind." Cultivating remembrance of your kindness. The next step of the meditation is recognizing the kindness of mother sentient beings. It is not enough just to recognize that all sentient beings have your mother. You must also recognize the depth of their kindness. For example, your mother of this life was so kind, carrying you within her for 9 long months from the time of conception, always being very careful about what she ate and drank, and doing everything with the sole thought of taking care of you. Even the fact that you are alive and are able to learn and practice the Dharma is completely due to the kindness of your mother, who carried you in her womb and took such good care of you since the time of conception. When you were born, you were completely helpless, like a little bug, unable to do anything. Nevertheless, your mother treated you as if you were a priceless jewel, continually taking the greatest care of you day and night, with no other thought in her mind than concern for your welfare. As time went on, you were able to study and learn many things, but only on the basis of knowing how to walk and speak, which you learned because of the kindness of your mother. With this meditation, you realize that not only has your mother of this present life been incredibly kind to you, but all the countless sentient beings have been just as kind. Cultivating the wish to repay your mother's kindness. Ask yourself, am I able to repay their kindness? Then think, I should be able to repay their kindness because I'm in such fortunate circumstances. I have met the Dharma. I have met perfect teachers. I have met the path. I have all the right circumstances to practice. Therefore, I must do as much as I possibly can to liberate them from their suffering and to bring them the happiness that they wish for. I must do this in order to repay their kindness. The cultivation of love. The next step is the kind of love that a mother feels when looking at her only child. When a mother looks at her child, he appears to her in a very beautiful way, and she feels great love for him or her. Here you generate the same kind of affectionate love towards all sentient beings, perceiving all beings in a beautiful, glowing way. When you meditate on affectionate love, you also need to reflect on the fact that all sentient beings, although wishing to be happy, are completely devoid of happiness, especially pure, uncontaminated happiness. By meditating in this way, you generate the strong wish that all sentient beings possess happiness and its causes, and they actually abide in happiness. On top of that, you should also generate the wish that you yourself will make that happen. The cultivation of compassion. At the beginning, compassion is a seed which enables you to enter the Mahayana path. In the middle, while you are engaging in the six perfections, it is the very soul of your practice. At the end, it causes a result, Buddhahood, to ripen and makes possible all the Buddha's wonderful deeds for the benefit of sentient beings. It is said that in the beginning, in order to develop great compassion, it is very beneficial to observe and reflect on the way a butcher slaughters an animal, cutting the throat, ripping out its insides, pulling off its skin. Using this as an example is an easy and powerful way to meditate on great compassion. Once you have started to generate compassion, think in detail about the sufferings of specific sentient beings, the sufferings of extreme heat and cold of the hell beings, hunger and thirst of praetors, and the sufferings of all animals. What is the measure or sign of having generated great compassion in your mind? It is that you feel toward all sentient beings the same wish for them to be free of suffering that a mother would feel for her only child. The cultivation of wholehearted resolve. This is when you have the feeling that you yourself alone have the responsibility of eliminating all the sufferings of all sentient beings and bringing to them all the happiness they wish for. It is the same sense of responsibility that a child would feel towards his or her mother, feeling responsible to make her happy and free from suffering. So when you feel that way towards all sentient beings and feel that you yourself alone will achieve this goal, then you have generated the extraordinary intention. The extraordinary intention is similar to being in the position of saving someone from falling off a cliff when you feel responsible to save the person. Then finally, bodhicitta. This comes from reflecting, do I really have the capacity to accomplish this goal of eliminating all the suffering of sentient beings and bringing them to happiness? Only the Buddha has the right qualities because of his power, knowledge, capacity to accomplish spontaneously the benefit of all sentient beings. At this point, you have to reflect on the qualities of the Buddha as a worthy object of refuge. Then generate the mind of bodhicitta thinking, I must achieve the supreme enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. You must also check, am I actually able to do it? Yes, you are definitely in a position where you can become a Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings. In fact, there is no better situation than the one you are in now. You have a precious human rebirth. You have met perfect teachers and the Mahayana path. Furthermore, you have met the perfect teachings of the great Lama Tsongkhapa. This means you're actually in the best situation to achieve Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. Okay, so I don't know if you want to just make one group or two groups. Looks like we could do two. And then that gives us more chance to, discuss more, say more things. I'll try to be quiet. Usually the one that's yelling and people say shh. And then I'll ring the bell when it's time to come together again. So now if you get your little Guru Yoga booklet, and we'll recite the foundation of all good qualities. So Namasumpa Rinpoche says about reciting the foundation. He says, reciting a Lam Rim prayer every day is the fundamental daily practice that renders each day of your life most meaningful. When you recite a Lam Rim prayer mindfully from beginning to end, your recitation becomes a direct meditation on the entire path to enlightenment and leaves imprints or seeds of the realization of the path on your mental continuum. With each recitation, you draw closer to enlightenment and therefore closer to enlightening all sentient beings, which is the main goal of your life, the purpose of being alive. This is the unbelievable benefit of doing direct meditation on the Lam Rim every day of your life. So you can try to recite this from memory or just read it. The foundation of all good qualities is a kind and perfect pure guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsara pleasures is a door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the Pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the Guru who show the noble paths and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect Gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. Creating the qualities of the stages and paths, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So, let's say some... Okay, so you turn to page 246 in the Gold Book. Let's read Shanti Deva's prayer. Probably know this already. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Thank you very much for coming and for participating, sharing your thoughts. Thank you. Let's see, next week we will be doing exchanging self and others, Tonglen, is the topic.